Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. I'm really excited about this week's topic because it's a subject often not spoken about or acknowledged. On Project Baby, on this journey to getting pregnant, everyone is fully aware of the fear of not getting pregnant, the fear of not having the baby in the family you want. What's often not spoken about is the fear of being pregnant. Having gone through this Project Baby, having finally got the positive test or the successful IVF, it's not unusual for the fear to continue or even get worse, because it could be a fear of losing the baby, particularly if you've had miscarriages in the past. There could be a fear of not being a good enough mother. There's all sorts of fears that can continue. How do we let go of those fears? How can you really know that you can begin to enjoy your pregnancy when you get there and be the mother you want with more ease and peace and well-being? Well, let's dive in and find out. Okay, this is the second time for starting this recording. The first one got interrupted by a bird flying into the window. We have some birds in the garden, two or three, that seem to get fed up or annoyed if we don't leave enough food out. So they either come into the play at our house or fly the window to get our attention to put some more food out. Anyway, where was I? I was talking about something we often don't talk about, and that is actually the fear of being pregnant. Of course, there's a fear of not being pregnant, a fear of not having the baby in the family that we crave so much. But what's often not spoken about is this fear of being pregnant. Many women scared of, when they're pregnant, the fear of losing the baby, particularly if you've had miscarriages in the past, or maybe even scared of being a good enough mother. And I think we need to acknowledge these fears. They're real fears. So the fear and the stress can actually ramp up when we get that positive test result. And I didn't want to believe that test result. We got the phone and got a positive test result. I didn't want to believe it. We had so many false dawns in the past. I was too scared to trust and believe it. I couldn't relax into the idea of us being pregnant. And it wasn't until our friend is a gynecologist and sonographer, and he wasn't our friend initially, he was our gynecologist, but we were having worked with him for 10 years, and my wife started working for him. He became a friend, and he did an early scan, and I began to relax a bit more, and I started to see something on the screen. Let's just explore this fear of being pregnant a little bit and just recognize it is a real fear. And in my work, my vision, my aim is my clients know they're okay whatever happens. It's not just about getting to that positive test result. This is change from the inside out for life, for all areas of life. It's about us knowing we're okay for who we are. Whatever happens will be okay, and we have the resources to deal with whatever life brings up. And that allows us to relax into a sense of flow of life. This is why it's Project You versus Project Baby. So fear of being pregnant. I mean, I had a fear of not being pregnant, and we get pregnant, and there's a fear of being pregnant. And that's the thing about fear. Well, fear is a thought. The thing about thought, can be very addictive. I used to be a worrier. And very much as a worrier, you find something to worry about. And I know when we're caught into the worry, it just feels genuine. We're not, we wouldn't say that. We don't make things up to worry about. And when we're in the worry tells us, no, this is a genuine thing you really need to worry about. But in the moments of calm and quiet and perspective, we know that actually we like almost have an addiction to worry, a habit of worry. And that's the thing about thought, it is quite addictive, because the outside in thinking says your okayness is dependent on something external. And we're scared of those things not happening, or scared of not having the right conditions to be okay. And it's the same kind of psychology as an alcoholic's thinking says the next drink is going to make you happy. The thinking says we need it. And it draws us in, it's very seductive. But it really believes, it's right, it really believes, and it's coming from a place of love, actually it wants us to be okay. But actually it's looking in the wrong place, so actually it creates this feeling of fear. And that I'm okay when, or I'm okay if, it's like a toxic goal. It's toxic because we never get there. We might get that thing we think we need, it'd be the promotion or the pay rise or the relationship, but then it's something else, then it's something else. So we never get to that feeling of home that we're safe within, that we're okay. That's why it becomes like addictive, because it's looking in the wrong place for feeling within us. And I was once, someone shared with me the 20 questions that are often asked to see if someone's an alcoholic. And this is, you know, I'm not, I know, you know, belittling alcoholism in any way, shape or form. My mum, you know, was an alcoholic. So I know what it's like to live with the effects and you know, the impact of alcoholism. But it can be quite kind of amusing to change the word drinking for thinking and just explore these questions. It shows how, yeah, we can be addicted to our thinking. So one is, you know, do you lose time from work due to your thinking? I very much did. Overthinking stuff, over-engineering stuff, very much time, very much lost time. Is thinking making your home life unhappy? Well, I say wouldn't say it was making my home life unhappy, but it was making it less happy. My worry, my insecurity very much made my home life less happy. Do you think because you're shy with other people? I was quite shy, I guess, over, thought what people thought of me, scared what people thought of me, which made me more nervous. I must say shy, but more reserved, absolutely. And it goes on, there's different ones. Has your ambition decreased since thinking? Yeah, my thinking was insecure thinking, so I didn't really shoot for the stars. I didn't think I was able to shoot for the stars or deserve to shoot for the stars. Do you crave a think at a definite time daily? Well, often there are certain times, yeah, lying in bed in the morning or at night very much was a thinking time for me. Do you think alone? Very much in my cave, yeah. No, I don't want to talk it through. I need it to work it out in my head. So you might think alone. Do you think to escape from worries and troubles? Yeah, I think my thinking tells me I can resolve these problems, find a solution. Anyway, there's more and more. But it is quite amusing just to change our word drinking for thinking. And it just shows actually, yeah, we can be addicted to our thinking, to our fear. It's always something else we need to be okay. And that's the nature of fear, that's the nature of thought. It's looking in the wrong place for the answers. So it's always finding the next thing, the next thing. And trying to break that cycle, for me, it's not about, you can't think your way to peace, you can't think your way to clarity. It's about going further upstream, away from the content of the thought itself. To look at the relationship with thought, to look at thought as a concept, as a construct, to see that actually we don't have to give those thoughts a second thought. I use an analogy, my clients, and I draw a picture that I can't draw here, that imagine a factory that's been built upon the bank of a beautiful, beautiful crystal river, and this factory is pumping out effluent into the river. And sometimes we see our fear, our worries as the factory. How do we stop the factory pumping in the effluent? How do we stop the fear? How do we clean up the water? And we spend a lot of time battling with that, focusing on the factory or the effluent we're actually looking further upstream and realizing we're the water. We're not the contamination, we're not the factory. We're the water. The more we hold on to that, the more we can see the difference between us and our thinking, that even downstream there may be effluent in the water, but the water's still water. The more we look further upstream to see who we really are, we don't have to pay any attention to the factory, because it's not us. Yeah, sometimes we get fall into worry, but that's okay, it's not who we are. It's not our true self. It's our learned behaviour, it's childhood thinking that's continued to have habit. And the less we focus on it, fresh thinking is always coming in. It moves on like a cloud on a breeze. Fresh thoughts always coming in if we allow it, if we stop paying attention, if we stop feeding it, if we stop analysing it or worrying fear about our fear or worrying about our worry, if we allow it, knowing that's not who we are. It's not our true self. It has no bearing on us, on our life, on our future. It doesn't know any of that stuff. It's thinking from the past. Looking at your present situation and rolling it out into the future through that filter from the past. But the more you see that you're the observer of your fear, you're the one that knows you're feeling fear. That's who you are. The part of you that knows you're feeling fear, or knows whether you're feeling fear or feeling happiness or feeling joy. The part of us that knows what we're experiencing, the observer of that experience, that's who we really are. We're not the experience itself. And the more we begin to see that, it takes the power out of the experience. We can notice it, we can allow it. Yes, it's not pleasant, it's going to show up out of habit, but you just have a different relationship with it. You don't have to give it a second thought. When it's in our attention, when we're locked onto it, it becomes the most important thing in the world. But actually, when we see it for what it is, we realise it's a story. It actually is a deeper inner knowing within us that knows we're going to be okay. And if there's any action to take, we take action from that place of inspiration within us. Yeah, so fear of being pregnant is a real fear. There's nothing wrong to acknowledging that. Not bad or wrong. Just, you know, other people are struggling to get pregnant. You're pregnant, you're still in fear. You think, I shouldn't be feeling this. It's natural. You can't control your thoughts. You can't control your feelings. There's no shouldn't about it. They just show up. But you don't have to get rid of the factory. The more you see you're that water, you can deal with anything that life throws at you. You've got what you need in the moment. So stop thinking about the future, because again, fear is all future thinking. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Whatever happens tomorrow, your resources you need will show up tomorrow when you need them. When you think about tomorrow, the resources aren't present, because you have what you need in this moment. And you're okay in this moment. The resources we need in life show up when we need it in the moment. So come back to the here and now. You've got everything you need in the here and now. Be in this moment. You can't be fearful when you're fully present to this moment. And whatever life throws at you, you've got it covered. I met a lady who lost a young child to cancer. And we spoke a couple of years after his passing, and I asked her if someone had told her that was going to happen in her life, how had she felt about it? And she said, if someone told me that was going to happen, I don't think I'd ever cope with it. I couldn't imagine coping with it. But I did. She's saying how she found an inner strength you never knew she had, that's taking one day at a time. Yes, it's still painful at times. Grief is still there. That's called being human. But it didn't kill her the way she thought it would. She couldn't imagine being able to live, carrying on with her days, going through that. But she could. she found the resources, the innate resources to deal with that, to deal with the grief, to feel the grief, and to ride the wave as grief. So whatever happens, you've got the resource you need within you. So don't think about tomorrow, don't think about next week, don't think about next month. It's not going to serve anything. It's not going to serve anything. If there's anything useful you can do, you'll find those moments of quiet. I'll give you the answers. I'll give you the prompts. Anything you need to do so you can relax into this moment and breathe into this moment and to know in this moment you're okay.